السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Wednesday morning. Lovely rain in Ladysmith and I'm sure throughout the country. اللهم صيبا نافعا. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afiyat. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, and Maulana, as you mentioned about the rain, last night was the full moon, and even now if you go out you will see the full moon. Laylatul Badr, Kudrat Ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hence it proves that our calendar is right. 14th Rabiul Awwal 1446. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 38, Surah Al-Swad, verses 8, 9 and 10. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala selected Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be the best of the best of Allah's creation, the last and final prophet and messenger for all times, all places and all circumstances. So now, what was the response and the reaction of the idol worshippers, the mushrikeen, the Quraysh, the people there in Makkah and surroundings? Chapter 38, verse number 8. A'unzila alayhi zikru. What? You see, the Hamza there is for istifham, interrogative. What? Unzila alayhi zikru. The reminder, this reminder, the Quran has been revealed on him, meaning Allah couldn't find somebody else, Allah forbid. They made all these derogatory statements and statements that ridiculing Nabi alayhi salam, Allah forbid. Min bainina, amongst all of us, we have so many millionaires, we have so many billionaires, people who are custodians of the haram and haramul makki, Makkah Mukarrama, the haram sharif. How can a yatim of Makkah be given all this? These were the objections they raised. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of that, and Almighty Allah warns them as well. Chapter number 43, Surah Zukhruf, and verse number 31. Zukhruf means the gold and the golden speeches, the oratory. People today mesmerize people with their speech. They captivate their minds and their hearts. They go for special lecture classes and oratory skills. وَقَالُوا, the mushrikeen, the non-Muslims, the idol worshippers said, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. That how come the Quran Sharif was not revealed to another person who's a very, very rich, prominent person between the two towns and the two cities, Makkah Mukarrama and Taif? Chapter 43, verse 31. Almighty Allah responded to them, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Are they distributing the mercy of Almighty Allah? Am I distributing the mercy of Allah? Allah shut their mouths and their minds up. Chapter 43, verses 31 and 32. Almighty Allah warned every human being, every jinn, every enemy of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 108. Every Muslim child knows this. Every Muslim male and female knows Surah Kawthar, Inna Atina. Chapter 108, verse 3. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar, inna mubghidaka huwal aqta. In Arabic, that will be the tafsir and commentary. Verily, the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, who hates your message and mission, huwal abtar, he will be crushed, decimated, defeated, humiliated. And we saw it in those days, and we're seeing it nowadays also. Unzila alayhi dhikru min baynina. What? Allah Ta'ala has revealed this reminder on him, the yatim of Makkah, from a poor background, which should be revealed to a multi-millionaire, Rajulin Azim, they said. So amongst us, they thought that prophethood is something to do with capitalism, something to do with secularism, something to do with their democracy, and they are all satanic systems. Balo, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given consolation, tasalli, Ya Rasulallah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were, you are, you always will be the best of the best, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Not only are they rejecting you as a messenger with your message, they don't even accept me, bal hum fi shakkim min zikri. Nay, the truth of the matter is whom? These mushrikeen, these idol worshippers, fi shakkim, they in doubt, they are skeptical, min zikri, regarding my speech, regarding my kalam, kalamullahi ta'ala, as Ikrimah radiallahu anhu used to say, the son of Abu Jahl, before opening the Quran, he would kiss it and say, Quran Sharif is what? Kalamullahi ta'ala, hada kalamullahi ta'ala, this is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. But these shaitans and these followers, comrades, cronies of Lucifer and Iblis, they even had doubt and were skeptical, like today's world. 7 billion people skeptical about the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Islam. Baluhum fi shakkim min zikri. Nay, the truth of the matter is, not only are they rejecting you, they even are doubtful and skeptical regarding my reminder, my Quran, which I revealed to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why all these tricks? Why all these games? Why all this kaldakhari? Bal lamma yazuqu azabi. See the word there, azabi. So it means azab, we stop there. But I deliberately let be, because when we translate it, you will see. Bal, nay, the truth of the matter is, why all this musti? Why all these tricks and games? Lamma yazuqu azab. As yet, up till now, they have not tasted my punishment, azab. Then you said B. The ya is there, but because of Arabic and so forth, to keep the kafiyah, the rhyming and so forth consistent, so it has been omitted, deleted. So, balamma yazuku azab. But as yet, they have not tasted my real punishment, whether in this day and this age, in the jutlas and the haramis, or the Americans, or the British, or the Europeans, and all these other haramis and people who are causing wars, and causing murder and mayhem and genocide and holocaust in different parts of the world. Balamma yazuku azab. As yet, they have not tasted my full punishment. So Almighty Allah states, so now they're objecting on me, Allah selecting Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In prophethood, they selection, no election. And you have elections, you see how many comedians and jokers you have. What? Indahum khaza'inu rahmati rabbik. What? Do they have the treasures of Almighty Allah there by them? By who does these treasures belong to? Rabbikal Azizil Wahhab. Just look at the attributes Almighty Allah uses, the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Look at the translation, listen to the translation. Rabbikal Azizil Wahhab. Rabbika your sustainer, nourisher. Rabbikal Aziz. He is the exalted, powerful. And Al Wahhab, Al Aziz Al Wahhab, the best of givers. Allah chose the best of the best out of His power, infinite grace and mercy. The word Rahma is used, mercy. Al Aziz is used, the exalted power. Al Wahhab is used, the best giver. Subhanallah. For the best, everything the best. Makkah Mukarramah, the greatest city. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came last chronologically, but is the best of the best for all times, all places. Rahmati Rabbikal Azizil Wahhab. Am lahum mulku samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma. Am oh. Lahum, does it belong to them? Mulku samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma. The kingdom, the sovereignty, authority of the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, wa ma baynahuma, or whatever is between the heavens and the earth and the land and the sand. Do they have authority over it? Can they make the sun rise and sunset with precision and accuracy? Can they show the world when will it be the 14th night and you left Laylatul Badr, the moon shining in its glory and beauty, even now if you go out and see it? So if they do have that, hypothetically, for argument's sake, فَلْيَرْتَقُوا, let them climb and mount, fil asbab, let them take all the ropes, let them take all the strings, let them take all the ladders and climb up, 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 and see how high they can go. So they made the challenger, and they wanted to challenge the authority, sovereignty, and majesty of Allah. And not even in 2-3 minutes, that whole, remember, rocket was blasted to smotherings. Who the hell you want to challenge, you haramis? They had over 100 years ago the Titanic, and they said unsinkable, and the rest is history. Almighty Allah shows them there is no superpower. The only super is He. Superpower is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. La ilaha illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most precious, most beloved to Allah, the last prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah for all times, all places, all circumstances. And la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, there is no power to take us toward good deeds, to make us abstain and refrain from vices and sins, except Him, Almighty Allah. Creation, everyone is weak. So see in today's news, views, interviews, what is happening in this world currently. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 14 Rabiul Awal, 1446, Gaza genocide, 348 today. Three places there are conflict. Everywhere America is poking his ugly nose. We know that America is helping, assisting Israel, the harami, the illegitimate child, the bee, the big bee. And remember that that is for more than 77, 78 years, Islamically 80 years plus minus. So today is day 348. Sudan, the battle is raging on there between the army and the rapid support forces. And then there also America got its ugly nose for 17 months and more that's raging on there. Russia and Sudan, the government agreed there will be a military base there for Russia. America could not tolerate it and must poke their ugly and stinking nose there. And then they want to provoke Putin and extend and expand NATO. So they gave Zelensky, the comedian, the jutla, the harami, said, go, we will help you. And now they're seeing stars daytime. Putin is a big harami, therefore we like him so much. Hey, Putin, we're making dua. You put them in the right place. And in that way, there Allah give you hidayat. That is our dua for you as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So now the pages were exploding. Pages there are the gadget that Hezbollah, the Shias used there in Lebanon to communicate with one another. Nobody could pull this off except the Mossad, except Israel, just like 9/11 and so forth. The Haaretz newspaper says 11 people killed, more than 4,000 injured and wounded. People had the pages in their hand and suddenly their fingers are blown off. They were looking at it and they lost their eyesight. 11 of them lost their lives. Who can do that? Only the Jutlas, the Haramis, in their DNA is to murder and kill, kill and kill. The killers of prophets and messengers, the mass murderers, remember that, and super terrorists. And that is what they are. And they love stealing and occupying. So they want the whole Middle East to be under their control. And the Sunni countries, me, I'm 100% Sunni, but your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, and your Jordan, Egypt, and all these Haramis, Murtads, and so forth, they have sold out Islam. You must remember that. And therefore, we have no time for them. We will name them, shame them, and nail them. And Emirates, we can't forget, one of the biggest Haramis living today. So that is what you see. The Kuffar Shias are taking on the cudgels. Whatever the hidden agenda, sinister motive might be, we have to give them due. Whether it's Hezbollah there in Lebanon, whether it's Ansarullah there in Yemen, whether it's the Houthis. Yes, Hamas 100% Sunni. So what do you do when you're drowning? Anybody gives you help, you will take the help. So similarly, yeah, we have pushed Hamas into that situation because majority of the Sunni countries openly or remember covertly, they are assisting Israel, America. They fear America, Israel more than they fear Allah. That is the truth of the matter, unless you are so dumb and dumb that you don't understand the world geopolitics. US, now they play good. You see, that is America's way. Chor ko kahenge, jao kar jao, jao jao, chori karo. Aur Malik ko kahenge, chor aa raha hai. You never understood that. America's politics is that they'll tell the crook, you go and steal. They will tell the owner that the crook is coming and say, we never did anything. When our leader Ismail Haniya was assassinated, both the Haramis coordinated it, the Kuffar Shia of Tehran and Iran, and Mossad and the Israeli agents. They martyred and murdered him right there in Tehran. For Ismail Haniya, a Shaheed, Hafiz Ismail Haniya, a Shaheed, Rahimahullah, first thing America said, we're not involved. So already America had their statement ready. We're not involved in this blast and all that in Lebanon, in Beirut, and so forth. 80% of the British Jews do not love him, BB. They disapprove of BB, and they say he must get the hell out. You got it, Jutlas and Jutlis of Israel, of Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the occupied Palestine. 80% of the British Jews, they don't like, they disapprove BB, and they're very pessimistic of Israel's future. Israel doesn't have a future, because why? They stole everything, basically, and now they're living on borrowed time, and therefore now they want the Africans, the illegal migrants, to join the army, and they want outside help. Imagine that. Supposed to be the most powerful army, and the ragtag group of Hamas, 10,000 defeated them, 11 and a half months going, 65, 70 countries helping Israel. But when Allah is not with you, من ذا الذي ينصركم من بعدي, who will help you when Allah withdraws his help? Nobody will help you. So that is what Allah Ta'ala is doing. Look at their cabinet. What a mess and shambles there is. He, Netanyahu, supposed to fire the Minister of Defense, Gallant, and bringing another donkey and another fool and another swine and a pig. And that is what Allah calls them, swines and monkeys. Chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. So Sari, whatever the hell his name is. So he wanted to make him the defense minister and get rid of Gallant. But all this happenings now in, remember, Lebanon, they postponed his decision. So that is exactly correctly. Go study the Quran Sharif, not with the jaundiced eye, and you will see everything that unfolds. You will find it in the Quran Sharif. You will find it in the Sunnah Mubarakah. But if you got jaundice and I show you a red apple and you tell me it's yellow, so whose fault is that? Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The jutlas will continue fighting among themselves. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. You think they are united whilst their hearts are fragmented, disunited. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'aqilun. They are a nation and a people who have got no brains and no intelligence. How can you have brains when you keep on murdering people? You keep on killing babies and innocent people and civilians. You murder the prophets and messengers. You try to assassinate them like Jesus and Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jesus, Prophet Jesus, was the last messenger for the Israelites, and Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the last prophet and messenger for all times, all places and circumstances. But that's what they tried to do. All Israelis must fight Ben-Gurion. Now listen to this. This is in your Haaretz newspaper. All the Jutlas and Israelis must unite, and they all must fight against him, Ben-Gurion, Minister of Security, Police, and oh, he's a real threat to Israel. Do you see that? So that is what's happening there, that Allah Ta'ala is humiliating them, disgracing them, and this is also enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously send against them such people to punish them right till the day of justice, and then day of justice dispatched to hell and get roasted, toasted forever. India criticizes Iran after they complained. Iran lodged an official complaint against them. India, the Hindufta, BJP, Modi, RSS, call them whatever you want to, and said you're treating the Muslims very badly. You go demolish their houses, you go and demolish the mosque, you then strip whoever you want to, and this is not right what you are doing. 100% legitimate claim. The Sunni countries will not do that because they sold their soul to the devil. They only want to cut deals with the Indians and make money out of them. So India took great exception to it, and they criticize Iran and so forth. You don't know what you are speaking. We know what we are speaking. You are the student of Israel. Israel told you, deal with the Muslims how we deal with the Palestinians. But both countries will fall in the near future, inshallah. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. Anybody bases their politics, their country on falsehood, then they must disintegrate and perish, and perish they will in the near future, inshallah al-aziz, ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon, and not a many decades in our lifetime, inshallah, it will happen. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb, divine help from Almighty Allah, and remember, a speedy victory. Look at Meta. Meta is American thing and so forth. Meta. In Mammon, we say Meta. You see, this guy here, we had elections last week, Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, right? Last week, Wednesday, was elections here. And Al-Jama'ah won and so forth. Karolia won. Jakes, they called him Yaqub Karolia. So the guy who was standing for MK, you see, from Zuma's party, was a Meta guy. So one day before the elections, he passed away. So Allah give Jannah, but the fact remained, he died. You know, he passed away. So Meta, whatever you say. So Meta bans RT. RT is the Russian TV and the Russian news. And I look at that every day, not the TV, the written news. And I study everyone because they give wonderful news. I studied, I got 5, 7, 8, 9 different ones I look at. They get the news, views, interviews, the written ones. And then you get it there. So they ban this. They think that now, I thought you guys believe in freedom of association, freedom of press, freedom of democracy, freedom. But where's the freedom for my sister, Dr. Afia, in the hellhole? You shot her 3 times. Your attorney general said so, asked Ramsey, and you pressed the freedom for my brothers in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. Biggest terrorist haramis, America and Israel and Europe and all Britain and all. And America wants to ban TikTok from January 2025, and then they will tell you about Afghanistan, there's no rights for the woman. Where the hell is the rights for the public in your country when you ban all the news and so forth? The Jutlas are threatened, you must remember, at Montreal University. I went to Canada thrice, and I went to there, you understand, Montreal, McGill University. I was not impressed at all. But nevertheless, the Jutlas and the Jewish students, they say, no, there's too much anti-Semitism here. Go to hell, man. What your anti-Semitism? What you playing the victim? What you telling us about the Holocaust, which is a big lie of the century? So remember all these excuses. The public is no more accepting you. You will be disgraced till the day of justice. Chutlas feel threatened in Montreal, McGill University. Can you believe that? Pick up and go. Nobody says you go to Israel, you haramis. Macron could be impeached also very soon. You know, before him, we previously, they had one character. He also made anti-Islamic, anti-Muslim sentiments, Sarkozy. So remember Sarkozy, the haram, he got, I think he went to jail also, but they definitely charged him and put him a fine on him and placed a fine on him. So he chose a prime minister from the minority instead of the majority. So the majority are now getting things done, and the first hurdle they pass, and now second, third, and then they can impeach him and kick him out. He is another big harami, Macron, the Hitler of Europe. Floods kill more than 200 people in Myanmar, that's Burma, so terrible condition there. MBS, the harami, Murtad bin Shaitan, you Saudi Salafi scholars of the world, and sold your soul to the devil. Today, Wednesday, will address the Shura. Once a year, they address. The king is incapacitated. He can't even speak properly. So he will do that MBS and tell the Shura. There's a Spaza parliament, the Kali Kali parliament they got there. I went right in their parliament and we heard how they operate, and that the Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Salih Humaid, was the Amir, speaker of the so-called parliament that time. So nevertheless, they just make them fools, you must say. Everything is decided before time. He will spell out the domestic policy today and the foreign policy today. And obviously, Gaza will be last. It's just for their normal, for their local consumption. We will do this, we will do this. They just give crumbs to Russia, to the Gaza. They give crumbs to Gaza, and the bulk goes to America, Israel, unless you're the idiot and you don't understand. Look at our African countries. Well done to the three African countries. They kicked out Americans, British, and all these whiteys. Hey, get out from here. And they call themselves the Sahel countries. Mali, Timbuktu, Niger, Burkina Faso. So they're going to have one passport, the Sahel passport. We're not interested in you, African Union and ECOWAS. You go to hell. You're a hopeless, useless, impotent, and I agree with you. First snow falls in Nigeria, you must remember. It's not Nigeria, Siberia, it's supposed to be. By mistake, I wrote here Nigeria. First snow falls in Siberia. So remember, there's Russia and so forth. India got a big problem with rape and so forth. You must remember that. Therefore, the women doctors don't want to work at night in the hospitals. Portugal, they're fighting wildfires in so many places. About 5-6 of their fire guys, you know, they lost their lives and all that. In France, one medcap, he now confessed, I'm a rapist. He used to drug his wife and rape her. He got other 10, 20, 50 men to rape his wife. These are the guys, you should hang them in public, remember that. Two Bangladesh journalists who wanted to escape from Bangladesh because they were always with Sheikh Hasina, she's in India, so they wanted to run away to India, but now they were too sharp, they arrested them, and so they will face the music. You spoke about the rain, Mohan Salim Kareem. If you just see the moon, full moon, super moon, lunar eclipse taking place in some parts of the world, all this Allah is showing us. I can give you the full moon and I want to remove the luster and the brightness and everything. So Umar Mukhtar, the lion of the desert, O Muslim Ummah, instead of learning about Messi and all these haramis who messed your life up, learn about our great people. Umar Mukhtar of Libya, 11 September, executed by the West, 1931. They told him, surrender. He told them, go to hell. We fight for victory or we give our life. We will never ever surrender. That is what Yahya Sinwar told them. We're going to defeat you and I will become your president, or otherwise we go for shahadat and martyrdom and execute him in public. That's what they did. Go read about Umar Mukhtar, the great Mujahid in Libya, in 11 September 1931. And Kashmir election starting today, the Muslims will be voting in a big numbers, because they want to marginalize the Hindus and BJP, who are trying to cook up the results and dandli, so they'll be rigging there and so forth of the elections. Listen to the South African news. To be a criminal in South Africa, it pays off, you know. So remember that. Therefore, I told you, ANC, they sold out this whole country. Human rights, human rights. What good is your human rights when you divorce yourself from divine rights? The guys are committing crimes and go to a hotel and they are treated with so much dignity. You know Thabo Bester, he committed murder, he committed rape, and he ran away, escaped from jail and so forth, multiple crimes. Now he requested a laptop. He said, no, I'm studying, I need a laptop in that. What the hell is our correctional services? Is it a holiday or is it a hotel or what the hell are you guys doing there and so forth? Hopeless, useless politicians we got. And remember, everything needs to be overhauled. And they, at least they rejected that. But previously they gave him a laptop. These are the guys, you should be hanging them in public and then your crimes. But what can you do? Majority of our politicians are crooks. Let us be honest. Listen to this. Yeah, yesterday's Citizen. I read the Citizen. You see, I like to get the juicy, loosey stories. The public is losing faith in ANC. I lost faith in them in Mandela's time already, 94. I knew they couldn't run a country. I don't know how you guys fell for them. So I never ever voted for them. You must remember that. And I'm very happy about that. So remember, they couldn't run a country and they showed it to you 30 years what they can run. So public is losing faith in ANC and they see their future with Zuma. Now how you like that now? In MK and Malema, that's what they're saying. The water crisis is increasing. In Johannesburg, some hospitals, no water. Imagine they can't give you basic services in hospitals and places like that. And now, everything in shambles, remember. Only one thing, they are masters, you must remember, in stealing and corruption. That's the truth of the matter, but people don't speak, you know. Our program today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Farhan Karani with Mozahid. 11 to 12 will be, inshallah, Bliss of Marriage, and inshallah, Allah will be 1 to 2 tafsir of Quran. Wednesday today, inshallah, Aziz, duas are accepted. Make dua for us and the ummah at large. Mohana, we have 10 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, could you kindly advise if it's permissible in Islam to display or keep animal skulls and horns in a Muslim household?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nowadays when I visit Muslim, even now when I went to one person's house in Durban surrounding, I saw these trophies. You see, people go hunting and then they bring this, the whole face and everything of the buck and thus, and it's all haram there. Definitely not permissible. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه سورة أو كلب. Authentic hadith, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angel of mercy will not enter that room, that house where there are animate objects. So what about your TV? Is included. So fihi suratun aw kalbun, and your dogs, that are pets, not security dogs and not hunting dogs, but pet dogs. So all this will be included there. Definitely not permissible, haram for Muslims. And then worse, we still go and display it and we're proud about it. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, الشريف كل أمتي معافا إلا المجاهرين إلا المجاهرون. Both ways you can read it. My entire ummah will be forgiven except those people who perpetrate crimes publicly and they try and justify it and they're proud about it. It's a major, major sin and haram to do so.
Mufti Saab, is fasting on Monday and Thursday mustahab or sunnah?
100% sunnah, remember, and every sunnah and nabawiyah you practice on, Monday, Thursday, you fast 13, 14, 15 of the Islamic lunar calendar. What will happen? You heard it just now before I started the program, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Very good to fast on Monday, Thursday, 13, 14, 15. But if you have qadha fast of Ramadan outstanding, then leave all the sunnah and first get your priorities right and keep the qadha fast first. Allah will question you regarding the compulsory fast and will not question you regarding the sunnah fast. So we need to understand all these issues properly.
Mufti Saab, what was the battle of Mut'ah in Jordan?
The battle of Mu'tah. So Mut'ah is the Kuffar Shias. That is their prostitution. Khomeini, la'anahullah, the non-Muslim, writes in his book, which I have, Tawdihul Masail, you can make Mut'ah. M-T-A, Mut'ah. So you must, Mim, Ta, Ain, Ta, and Hamar Buta, like, you know. So Mut'ah, this in Jordan, Urdun is Mu'tah. This is known as the Ghazwa of the Umara. So we're not Ghazwa, rather say Sariya. Ghazwa also is permissible, but better to draw a distinction. In the 8th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam assembled the army and said, you must go to Mu'tah. And when you will be the leader, Zayd bin Haritha, you will be martyred. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, you will be martyred. Abdullah bin Rawaha, you will be martyred. And all three are buried there. We've been there several times with the help and mercy of Allah. And remember, there's a beautiful masjid there. Then you make mashura and have an emergency meeting, choose a leader. Khalid bin Walid embraced Islam 3-4 months before that. And they chose Khalid radiallahu an because he was a master soldier and warrior strategist. And then he brought the army back to Medina safe and sound. On that occasion, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title, Saifun Min. You are Saifullah, that is the sword of Allah. So those of you going to Jordan, you must and should visit Mu'tah. Remember that, that is the proper pronunciation.
Mufti Saab, is it allowed for a father-in-law to raise his voice and shout at his daughter-in-laws? Husbands are afraid of stopping their father when he raises his voice and shouts us.
Not permissible. Oh, father-in-law, mother-in-law, whatever your daughter-in-law does for you, she's just doing a favor. You got no right to scream and shout at her and so forth. So she's cooking for you and your guest is entertaining them and all, and yet you go and scream and shout at her. You got no right to do that Islamically. So the husband, he will tell the wife if she's wrong, but not you. You don't have any jurisdiction over her. I'm not saying your daughter-in-laws must sit on your laurels and think of Hadi. I'm saying make khidmat of your own parents and make khidmat and serve your father-in-law, mother-in-law. Have them take their du'as. But by the same token, remember that kamata dinu tudan, as you treat others, you'll be treated like that. So for father-in-law, mother-in-law to scream and shout and all that for the daughter-in-law, not acceptable in Islam and not permissible.
A member of my family is very sick in Johannesburg, Mufti Saab. What du'as can we read for them?
Regarding the previous question, by the same token, for the daughter-in-law to scream and shout against the mother-in-law, father-in-law, that also is not permissible. So Islam is give and take, remember that. People who are ill and sick, adults, male, female, children, whoever, Allah Jalla Wala grant them shifa. If the person who's ill and sick knows, then teach them and inform them to to read Surah 21, Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, and remember verse 83, Anni Masaniya Durru, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, this calamity, distress, catastrophe has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, whilst Allah, you alone exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. You, the family, the children, brothers, sisters, parents, whoever, read abundantly, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Same surah, just few verses after that, chapter 21, verse 87, the dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, and the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Job. So that is mentioned before that. So we should learn all these duas. Read ya salamu abundantly. Give our charity in cash or kind to any poor person, Muslim, non-Muslim. It is voluntary sadaqah and charity. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Hadith mentioned there in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah.
Mufti Sahib, kindly explain this hadith regarding consuming beef, where Rasulullah said, consume the milk and the fat of cows. However, beware of its meat. Indeed, its milk and fat are medicine and a cure. Its meat is illness.
Remember that these type of hadith are not the general rule. So you must remember how Nabi alayhi salatu salam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people who are suffering from the illness and sickness, and you know they would feel very thirsty and so forth. So then Nabi alayhi salam told them, go outside Medina, ishrabu min albaniya wa abwaliya, that what you do, go to the camel and drink the milk, and then if still you're not better, then drink the urine of the camel. So that is a salah ala sabirit tadawi. So sometimes it will be medication, but not all the time for every person and so forth. And sometimes, so similarly in Islam, everything moderation. But you're going to overindulge, then it will become a sickness also for you. So that is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Today what your medical field and fraternity are telling us, after 1400 years, you will find Nabi alayhi salam told us this more than 1400 years ago. And that is 100% the truth. When you overindulge, you'll get sick as well. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, our Muslim men and women are still supporting the Yahud businesses, Dis-Chem, Woolworths, Pick and Pay. Do you think this is right, Mufti Sahib?
Remember, we mentioned this 101 times already. Our fatwa and verdict is this: as far as your McDonald's go, as far as your KFC go, as far as all these places there, remember, it's haram and not fit for Muslim consumption, even if it has a halal logo. These halal logos and the Sharia compliant are not worth the paper on which is written, irrespective who signed it off and which organization. All scholars for dollars business. We need to be very, very careful regarding these issues. Regarding the places you mentioned is a moral issue. We won't say that if you bought there, you bought haram or something, but you should look at what's coming through from Gaza, Al-Mubarakah, Palestine and other places, and yet you have the gall and the audacity to go and support such people. Myself, I'll never walk into Pick and Pay or into Woolworths or these shaitans and all of them. So we must show our unity and our solidarity with Palestinians and Gaza. Show what is our iman. Remember that. Then, inshallah, Allah's help will come also. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.